Hey, how's it going? This is Ben. You are listening to Monkey Flower Radio. This is our second episode. Want to talk today about this basic income experiment that's going on in Kenya. There's an NGO there that focuses on programs that basically give money directly to people instead of spending overhead on administration of programs and and the offering of programs, instead just focusing on giving money directly to people. They've started a pilot project, I guess you could say, an experiment. I think they said it's 12 years with a number of different villages where people are just being given, I think it's about $20 American a month, which is apparently about double the average income for many of these people. And that's guaranteed, no strings attached, for 12 years, and then actually in a couple of smaller neighboring communities, a two-year project. The idea is to really monitor what people do when they're given this money, like what the effects on society, on culture. You know, do people work more or less? What kinds of jobs are people doing? Does that change? How does it affect relationships between people in the community? There's a great article in Business Insider, which I will post along with this on my Twitter feed and elsewhere, at Ben West on Twitter if you want to check that out. Talks about this program in detail. I'm sure you can find more details just by Googling it as well. But really interesting to hear what community members are saying already in terms of, how it's, changing the relationships between people, how there's kind of greater sense of equity, in fact, actually really having implications for women in these communities and how they're liberated from, some of the negative consequences of not having adequate resources themselves. So, yeah, I think this is really interesting. Not a brand new idea. There's been a lot of different studies and approaches, but I think this is the most, detailed and sort of longest term program. There was one in Ontario in the 60s or 70s. You'll have to search for that yourself. But, this is something that I think is really important. Like, as we move towards a world of greater automation, self-driving cars, population continuing to increase while we get better at artificial intelligence, that sort of thing, we're really coming to a point where, finding full employment for everybody. I mean, this is already a challenge, right? And, increasingly it's going to be difficult to do, especially at the same time as we, think more seriously about limits to what our ecosystems can handle in terms of pollution and that sort of thing. So, the question is, what kind of world do we want to live in and how do we structure it? And actually, some folks in Silicon Valley are even starting to think about this. Y Combinator, the startup accelerator program that's quite famous for a lot of big name tech companies coming through there. They are doing some of their own experiments on this idea of basic income. And I think this especially has been something that's really started to catch people's eye or made people think, because of self-driving cars being such a big conversation right now. Of course, there's many, many people employed by driving vehicles one way or another. And, quite often the tech industry is very disruptive to existing industries, but doesn't think enough about, what the social consequences of that are. The idea behind this basic income, by the way, is that, you don't need to put up all the money up front for this sort of thing. In fact, these programs can actually basically pay for themselves or basically just replace existing programs. If you think about how much money goes into operating programs, various different elements of welfare and healthcare services, for example, if you simply were just giving everybody a check guaranteed without all that administration, you could theoretically even save money on the delivery of the programs, depending on how it's set up. Same goes for NGOs who are, running programs like this one in Kenya. There's all this money that's being raised for these programs. Perhaps you can, accomplish the same things without, spending all that money on administration, which is an idea I think a lot of people like. So, what do you think of this? Guaranteed basic income seems like a very positive step in the right direction. Almost sounds like socialism or something like that, income distribution. But, truth be told, basically everybody this day and age is somewhere in between. We need markets and we need social services. It's not a kind of one side versus the other. The question is, how do you set up a system that works best for everybody? And how does that affect the kind of jobs that we're willing to do, willing to take? How does it affect employers? Lots to think about. It's a whole new world. Let's keep talking about it.